mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
You know, I've stated this over and over again, not because I'm trying to be politically correct, but because I believe it's the truth. It isn't Germans, it isn't Jews, it isn't Chinese that run the New World Order. But they will use front groups of certain races of people to try to actually deflect blame off onto those groups. It is devil worshippers, Satanists, occultists that run the planet. And, I mean, when you read autobiographies by German chancellors going, I'm CFR, I'm Trilateral Commission, I'm Bilderberg Group, I love the rituals we do at our groves, at our Thule societies in Germany, but my favorite place to meet is in Northern California at the Bohemian Grove. And then we found yearbooks now from 1915 that the Bohemian Grove put out internally with swastikas, this is 1915, folks, swastikas. No, Hitler didn't invent that. Thule Society, folks, that was a symbol, satanic symbol, taking the Hindu symbol and reversing it. You see a lot of swastikas in Japan and China and India, but they're going the other direction. And that's a pagan symbol in and of itself. And here was a letter from the German secret Masonic order to the Bohemian Grove saying, Brotherhood, we love you, we love what you're doing. And so how do we get somebody like Arnold, who says he loves Hitler and loves Kurt Waldheim and wants to be like Hitler and hates black people, and then he's praised. And then we fight the New World Order, and the New York Times implies I might be an anti-Semite, and then you see these, you know, Jewish people supposedly in these groups, but they got blonde hair and blue eyes, like Lord Rothschild. They're not Jews, people. Hitler was a Rothschild. It's a sick joke. Their plan is to kill Jews and Christians. And investigative reporter ran for president, came up number two in New Hampshire against Lord Bush, was arrested after he exposed the Nazi information. Bush-Nazi link confirmed. New Hampshire Gazette, oldest newspaper in the country. It finally got picked up by AP and others. We're going to break again in a second, but everything I just spewed out, have you found that to be accurate, John Buchanan?
John, not only have I found it to be absolutely accurate, Alex, but I want to add one addendum to it, and that is that not only are they devil worshippers and Satanists, but they have the audacity, because I say this as the grandson of a Methodist minister, they have the audacity to claim that they are Christians. They are blaspheming every word of the Bible, every word Jesus and Muhammad and Buddha and every other spiritual leader in the history of mankind ever uttered out of their mouth.
Well, I mean, they like to manipulate good Christian people that I would like to count among myself. It's, oh, we're Christian, oh, we're good, and oh, he's a Christian, you know, oh, he's crazy, the liberal media says, and that binds Christians to him. That's manipulative. These people are patented devil worshippers.
And that's a very, very important point to make, because there are millions and millions and millions of honest American Christians who have been brainwashed and deluded by this administration into believing that they have any concept of what righteousness might be.
Well, it's amazing. Let's go over some of the history of Skull and Bones and the Thule Society. We're about to break, but what's some of the stuff we'll talk about when we get back?
I'm not really up that much on the history of Thule and Skull and Bones, to tell you the truth, except the specific stuff that I know related to the Bush family and the Harrimans and all of the players in the network of Nazi front businesses I know about, all of whom met through Skull and Bones at Yale University.
Well,
in the class of 1917.
They even have a History Channel special, you know, Hitler and the Occult. And in mainstream, award-winning, 800-page books I've read about the Third Reich, these guys would do demon conjuring in their castles.
Mm-hmm.
And they would drink Hitler's blood.
Drink blood, exactly, yep.
I mean, this is confirmed, folks.
And it's confirmed that Skull and Bones at Yale. John Curry and George Bush were indoctrinated into Skull and Bones in the same coffin. And Prescott Bush, in order to impress his classmates at Yale in the class of 1917, as I'm sure many of your listeners know, went out and raided Geronimo's grave and brought Geronimo's skull back to Yale and created a massive publicity scandal even back then that he had desecrated the grave of a legendary human being who happened to be an American Indian.
Absolutely. They do rituals.
Are you concerned about the quality of air and purity of water in your household? If you answered yes, then you owe it to yourself and your family to check out the amazing benefits of owning your own personal ozone generator. With an ozone generator, you can kill bacteria and viruses in your drinking water. Get rid of that stale air in your house that keeps recirculating. Your new ozone generator will remove odors and provide a clean, fresh scent throughout your house. Call Cliff Scott Enterprises for one of the most affordable ozone generators available today. That number is 800-569-4340. The ozone generator is portable, has an internal blower for ozone disbursement into the air, and comes with a tube attachment for ozonating liquids. Best of all, it's affordable. It's only $385, and that includes the shipping. So call Cliff Scott Enterprises at 800-569-4340 for your personal ozone generator, or visit on the web at cliffscott.com.
Hello, folks. Alex Jones here. You know Berkey water filters have been removing pathogenic bacteria for years. But what about those unhealthy chemicals and heavy metals in your water? The powerful black Berkey purification elements fit most gravity filters and dramatically increase their power to extract waterborne contaminants. Best of all, they filter much faster than ordinary gravity elements. This means it takes much less time to filter your water. Black Berkey elements not only remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites, but also remove trihalomethanes and volatile organic elements such as benzene, chloride, and chloroform, MTBE, radon 222, foul taste and obnoxious odors like sulfur, even nitrates, and unwanted heavy metals such as lead, mercury, and aluminum are extracted. Supercharge your gravity filter today and order a two-pack of Black Berkey purification elements for only $96 or a four-pack for only $175 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438. Or order on the web at berkeywater.com. Hey folks, Alex Jones here, announcing the release of my most comprehensive documentary exposing the New World Order's orchestration of the September 11th attacks yet. In my new film, The Masters of Terror, we chronicle the globalist master plan for world domination. The Masters of Terror details how the elite are using manufactured terrorism to drive the world population into accepting tyranny. Witness in horror the execution of the September 11th attacks and the ensuing whitewash. The cashless society control grid, implantable microchips, mass mind control, militarization of police, concentration camps, foreign troops, passing on U.S. soil, the USA Patriot Act, Super Big Brother Total Information Awareness Network, and much, much more. It is absolutely vital that everyone see the Masters of Terror. Only by exposing the perpetrators of September 11th can we stop them from carrying out the next wave of attacks and destroying our constitutional republic. Order online now at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
I want you to picture that image at the end of Star Wars, first movie, as an analogy. As the X-Wings are going in and they're saying, look at the size of that thing, cut the chatter. Lock X-Foils in attack position. How many guns? I'd say about 20 guns, some on the surface, some on the towers. And my friends, we're fighting the New World Order. We can defeat the New World Order with information and with God's help if we simply stand up and are strong and get past our fear. There's more of us than there are of them. The globalists operate off conning good people in compartmentalized pyramidal structures of power. That's how they get their control. We've got to tell the truth. We've got the power. The truth is the power. It will set you free. And every time I track back the New World Order, they're a bunch of nutcase occultists. They think they're God. They think they're all inbred. It's disgusting. And we're talking to John Buchanan, presidential candidate who was a Republican, second place against Bush in New Hampshire, exposed the Nazi connections, wrote big news articles in the newspapers there, oldest newspaper in the country, then was going to the National Press Club to expose it all, got kidnapped by Secret Service at the airport. Then they false charged him with stuff, wouldn't even say what it was or bring forward a witness. Finally had to drop it after, what, four hearings?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, this is the reality. And we're going to go to Bob, Deborah, Ron, Michael, and Tim and others. But continuing with the Skull and Bones, Bohemian Grove, Nazi nexus here, just a few other details of the Bushes and the Nazi money after World War II, and specifically those documents that have now been in the news, what those cover.
Well, the essential connection to me is to get to the parallels of the activities and the behavior and what they did. And as you well know, Hitler and his regime and the Nazis used the Reichstag fire of 1933 as a terrorist incident to do precisely to the German masses, which a majority of did not and never supported Hitler. So he was in a similar position to Bush.
Germany had a parliamentary system, and so he was the senior guy in the Reichstag, but he only had 40% of the people.
Correct. And so the Reichstag fire happens. That's his 9-1-1. He takes charge of the country, becomes the Führer, subverts civil rights, subverts all freedom of expression.
Sets up Reich security or land
right.
security.
So starts the storm, brings in the stormtroopers, the Gestapo, subverts habeas corpus, you know, all of the things that Bush and Cheney are doing right in front of our faces right now. But what I hope that your listeners will do more and more between now and November 2nd and beyond November 2nd, because what I also agree with you completely on is John Curry is no better. I call him Bush in a better suit. John Curry is a disgrace to this country as well. So we have a crisis, Alex. And well, I want to go back to something you said a minute ago, because you said precisely what I say in a book I have coming out, which will be in bookstores September 25th, called Fixing America, which is my book that grew out of my presidential campaign. And you almost summarized the introduction and summation of my book, which is not only can we win, but that information and God's help are the vital things that we need as weapons. And your critical point that you made, and I applaud you for, is that they're scared of us, and that's why they kidnapped me, and that's why they persecuted me, and that's why they've gone after Dr. Thorne, and that's why they go after you and people like you, because they are afraid, because they know they're evil, and they know they're in a tiny minority, and they know, as Malcolm X once said, the chickens are going to come home to roost. And they need to be exposed for what they are and the links to what they are, which is neocon Nazis. And maybe you can answer a question for me, Alex, but what's your sense on why the mainstream media would not plaster this story 8-column headlines across the front page?
Well, I'll tell you why, because the military-industrial complex owns the mainstream media, and they're only forced to report on some of the truth because the alternative media is taking over, and they're panicking.
But it still mystifies me in the sense that the analogy that I always make is that, and I think it doesn't dispute your point, but if I had videotape or documents showing that Bush ever molested young boys, they'd fly helicopters to my house to get the documents. So I charge something much more serious, as you do every day, which is they're subverting everything this country stands for, and they're war criminals and mass murderers, and nobody wants to hear that. And that to me, to be honest with you, Alex, was much more shocking than getting arrested or kidnapped. I've been a journalist, like I said, for 35 years.
Well, I think you're wrong. I mean, hypothetically, if you had something like that, sir, no, they'd send a death squad out to your house.
Probably. Thank you very much for noting that.
I wouldn't even joke around hypothetically, because the NSA might get a blurp or a bleep and not get the recording right. You're saying that hypothetically.
Now another really important...
We don't want you to die in a car wreck tonight. Or
No.
Kill absolutely. Yourself this evening.
Now, another very important tidbit of information, and this is exclusive news that I'm breaking on your show, because there has not been any press release or any public announcement of this anywhere, but a gentleman named Jimmy Walter, W-A-L-T-E-R. He is a well-to-do patriot anti-war person going back to before the Gulf War. He is sponsoring, along with a group called 911truth.org, a major, major event on September 11th in New York City at the New York Grand Ballroom that is going to blow the lid off of all the stuff we're talking about and make the conclusive case for the crimes of 911 with expert witnesses and testimony that the 911 Commission would not touch. And the reason that I bring that up is that finally the relevance of my original reporting will be shown at this event with Mr. Walter on September 11th, because I was told repeatedly by the editors who turned down the story that they were just dusty old relics and irrelevant history going back a long time ago, and who cared? And my point every time was, how can you call it history since it's never a appeared in a history book and it's been entirely expunged from the public record. So I would encourage your listeners to become aware of this event on September 11th. It will be webcast online. It will be broadcast on cable television outlets in major cities across the country, and I'm assuming Austin. And I would also, Alex, like to extend an invitation to you to be a part of the event on September 11th, because as I mentioned at the beginning, you have been a great inspiration to me, because at my darkest moments, I thought about what you do in your videos when you go out with a bullhorn and expose in front of news cameras and at public events and everything else. This whole thing is a sham. These people are police state people, etc. And I intend to do more of that sort of thing myself, again, under the banner of your point that not only can we win, but I believe that we the people are going to win, but every man, woman, and child in this country has to rise up and take responsibility for the fact that the Constitution is not a piece of paper. It is a living document that is being strangled by these fascists.
All right, let's take calls. Bob in Texas. Bob, go ahead. Thanks for holding.
Good afternoon, gentlemen. I've been studying this for 40 years. If you go back to the JFK assassination, in 28 years intensely, I was just wondering if you'd like to know my opinion on all this. It comes down to one thing: controlling the population and population control, controlling the numbers and controlling their minds, and it's only going to take one man to defeat them. In fact, that man's already defeated him, Jesus Christ. He's just waiting to see how many of us are going to stand up for what's right and take the knock on the head that we're going to get for standing up for what's right.
Well, we're already taking knocks on the head if we don't stand up for what's right.
Yes, but they're going to go down whimpering and crying and cowering and hoping that somebody's going to give them a break. We'll go in there knowing exactly what we're getting into, and that we're going to take our knocks for what's right, not because we're cowering and letting them do what they want to us.
Well, I say the globalists are going to lose.
They've already lost. Jesus Christ has already defeated them. Like I said, this whole game is to see how many of us are going to stand up for what's right.
I agree with you.
But
let me get a comment from our guest, John Buchanan. John?
Bob, I couldn't agree more with the point that you made, because as I mentioned, grandson of a Methodist minister, and considering how the truth of this world has been perverted by these people, I think we the people have no choice but to rely on a very profound kind of faith that we are headed into a turning point in American history, and that something very dramatic has to happen between now and November and beyond November, so that righteousness can prevail in this country and on this planet, because otherwise humanity is headed for a very grim end, I think.
Yeah, Bob, thanks for the call. Deborah, where are you calling us from?
From Michigan.
Welcome.
I've been listening to you for about a year now, and I'm a disabled person. I've got all day and all night, and I research everything that you talk about, and I know it's a fact. I'm dependent on my father right now, and I've turned him into a listener. And I keep saying to him, we need to prepare for something that's coming. You know, we just can't sit and wait. I lived through the 2003 blackout, and I'm telling you, there was no food at the stores. They were selling gas and water for $25 a gallon. It was insane, and I don't want to go through that again. And I'm sure you're familiar with that Army website where they had all the details of the internment camp.
Yeah, that's in my book. It's a direct link to the Army, where there's over a dozen camps fully operational with people in them.
Right, so, well, they've classified those sites now. You can't get into them. What I'd like to know...
Well, we save the page.
Oh, well, the page... I would like to get the whole part of it, you know what I mean?
You're talking about the Army manuals? Those were saved. Those are online.
Oh, good. What I'd like to know is, what should people do to prepare for pending martial law?
Well, this is how I'd prepare. I'd go out and educate the police right now and the military right now, who we are educating, so they don't go along with this.
Now, what I mean is, personally, for your family, what can you do? And when do you think in your opinion, a lot of this stuff is going to really start happening.
Let me tell you when we get back. This is very important. Thanks, Deborah. And then Ron, Michael, Tim, and others, 1-800-259-9231. Got a bunch of other news I want to get to. Get John Buchanan's take on it. Riveting broadcast. Stay with us.
Did you know you've been cheated? You owe no debt on your bank-issued credit cards. You heard that right. You owe no debt on your bank-issued credit cards. You don't have to pay them off. The banks are defrauding you. Now is the time to fight back. You can completely wipe out your credit card debt fast. The procedure's easy, and everything is done legally and within the law. Almost no one has ever failed. Check out 1-2-3nodebt.com. You can also wipe out your mortgage debt and get a free and clear title. Mortgage settlement is usually completed in 4 to 6 months. It's done by an outside source found on our website. Believe it or not, mortgage debt settlement has been done for thousands for more than 10 years. Don't let the banksters cheat you. Fight back, America. Stop the fraud. Stop the ripoff. Learn the truth. 1-2-3nodebt.com. Come over and get our rock-solid technology that wipes out debt without bankruptcy. 1-2-3nodebt.com. Live debt-free now. You lose nothing but the debt.
The Berkey Light's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkey Light, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkey Light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey Light, the transparent water filter, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438.
So what's in your shampoo, bath soap, and dish soap? Chlorides, dyes, ethanol, sulfates, sodiums, formaldehydes, etc.? Read the labels. Inhaling exposure can lead to coughing, wheezing, shortness of breath, headache, and nausea. Also may be irritating to the skin and mucous membranes and cause you to seek medical help. Perfumes, also known as fragrance on a label, can indicate the presence of thousands of separate ingredients. Now, just by one example, here's what's in my Calben Pure Soap Shampoo. It's all natural, earth-friendly, it contains extra virgin cocoa butter oils and vegetable protein oils. No harsh chemicals, no animal tallow or testing. So what are you waiting for? Call now, 1-800-340-7091, and find out how a family of four can save over $1,000 per year on all their cleaning products with Calben Pure Soaps. Call Calben toll free at 1-800-340-7091. That's 800-340-7091 or visit CalbenPureSoap.com.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw of free enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
All right, loaded phone lines here. Want to get to everybody. Deborah was asking how you get prepared. I mean, it's just a good insurance policy to have high-quality storable foods, at least 6 months for your family, and to have high-quality water filters, and of course we do sell those, the best that are out there. But, I mean, I told you first and foremost, get prepared by educating people locally, by not letting them federalize your city, by pointing out that taking our freedoms doesn't keep us safe, by pointing out who the terrorists are. If you can get a few acres outside a major city and got an escape route to it, it's just a good insurance policy. The government's done all that for themselves. But get prepared by having friends and family that are educated. Get prepared by mentally and spiritually being prepared to defend your family, because we're peaceful. But you got to defend your family. Don't go to some emergency center for your safety. And they may have emergency centers where they put everybody in camps for a while in major cities, and then, oh, let them go and see. It's normal to go into the camps. You know, this is a process here. Got articles today, Associated Press, about it. You may have to go into camps for a while. You may have to take your firearms, but, you know. And there's no telling what they'll pull. It's all about training us how to be slaves. Ron in New York, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hello, gentlemen.
Hello.
It's a very, very interesting photograph in today's New York Daily News on page 4 of that newspaper, I think sums up much of what's going on. There's a photograph in the paper today of some people, tourists, who were from out of town who had taken some pictures in New York's famous Pennsylvania Station. Well, they were immediately set on by police in Penn Station, and it's the photo, and it's the way the photo is, that's the most interesting part. You have a rather runt-sized, Napoleonic-looking police sergeant who's got his hands on his hips. He's posturing in, you know, the typical Stalinistic strongman way. And he has his hand, I should say one hand, his right hand is on his gun. Well, there are these two innocuous-looking tourists, and immediately behind them is a little girl, I'd say about 8 years of age, holding a teddy bear. So this is what it's come to now. Little girls holding a teddy bear face off with a police sergeant who puts his hands on his gun.
Well, I got a question. There's going to be 50,000 media people there. They say 20,000 of them with cameras. I'm going to be in New York with video cameras. I have TV shows, make documentaries, footage I've shot is aired on 2020, Trio, BBC. I'm going to be there. You're a retired police officer, Ron. You call all the time. If I'm out videotaping and interviewing people, will I be set upon?
Yes, because you spoke about federalized cities. Well, guess what? They have thoroughly federalized this city. And
but wait a minute. I mean, but I'm going to be out filming the protest and stuff. I mean, is that so? Now they got cameras all on us, face scanning us. But then, okay, if I'm out with a camera, what's going to happen to me? I mean, I'm taking cameras.
I'll tell you what. If you happen to take a picture of something that they don't approve of because of the climate, and we have had a federalized city because they've declared a state. What they call a national security event.
And I want to stop you. Every major landmark has color photos all over the web. No terrorist needs to go take photos of it. This is ridiculous.
No, Alex, this is all absurd. It's not about terrorism. It's about
making just normal activities a crime.
It's about acclimating normal, average people to slavery. And
okay, well, let me ask you, as a retired police officer, these guys run up and say, "What are you doing?" I mean, I'm going to just say, "Well, I'm with the media." I mean,
well, Alex, let me give you an example. That's true, and you can respond, and believe it or not, by virtue of law, you really don't have to jump too many hoops in response. But what they're doing, and this has become apparent in the last 2 days...
They're sending a message.
Well, hold on. Let me explain what's going on here. You have had situations where people are being detained, and they really can't find a charge under New York state law by which to charge them with. In other words, their behavior is not a violation of our state's laws. However, they're using this darn national security event status, which really is nothing more than sort of a martial law by another name, to just detain.
They're not even doing that anymore, Ron. They use the term martial law all the time.
You know, this, they're calling it a national security event. We had an interesting situation today where some protesters unraveled a banner in front of our world-famous Plaza Hotel. Well, oddly enough, the press reported, and this was on CBS's local affiliate in New York, that the men were arrested, however, they're still trying to decide what to charge them with. Now, I thought the way it was supposed to work is you have a charge at the time of arrest, not that you take into custody and then try to work out what you're going to charge them with later. There's something all wrong.
Sounds like Nazi Germany to me. Let's get a comment from John Buchanan.
So what's going on?
It absolutely does. And, Ron, I applaud you for calling in with that incident, because I defy anyone anywhere to distinguish that event from what was happening in Germany in late 1933 and into 1934 and beyond, which the world is familiar with from history books.
You know, and this is we have got to stand up and stop this now, because it's true. What they're doing is merely a mass psychological exercise in getting us acclimated to being suppressed.
Well, they're upset that we've turned the cameras back on them. And years before 9/11, I'd have cops march up and say, turn your camera off. I'd say, no, well, I'm going to arrest you. Well, go ahead.
You have every right to view. You have every right. So long as you're not directly involved in interfering with police functions, you have every right to photograph.
Indeed. And if I could inject one
Well, stay there, both of you. We'll be back. Stay with us. Transmission continues.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
It's finally here. Spring has arrived. I can always tell because I get a flood of gardening and seed catalogs. This year, though, I'm not even looking at seed catalogs because I don't have to. I grow my own seed now from year to year, and you can too with the help of the ARC Institute's brand new 40-variety non-hybrid heirloom seed collection. With ARC's heirlooms, you can save seed from this year's garden to plant next year. It's fun, it's easy, and your garden produce tastes better than any you'll ever find at the grocery store. ARC's big 40-packet collection is loaded with everything a well-rounded garden should have. There's heirloom sweet corn, melons, squash, and tomatoes, enough to share with your neighbor. There's cabbage, beans, peas, lettuce, and carrots, beets, onions, cucumbers, eggplant, radishes, many other garden favorites, even popcorn. Save money, eat healthy, grow your own delicious, secure food supply and your own seeds year after year. Call the ARC Institute toll-free at 800-255-1912. That's 1-800-255-1912 or visit arcinstitute.com today.
Get the new Berkey battery adapter, an inexpensive yet long-term backup power supply for your Berkey Light LED system. The Berkey's LED lamps are unique because, incredibly, they have an average life of over 11 years of continuous use and are so bright they can be spotted for more than a mile in the dark, yet require very little energy. That's why this revolutionary new technology is a bit expensive. But it's worth every penny because the low-energy LEDs are able to provide light all night long for over 2 weeks on a single set of four AA alkaline batteries. That's right. Incredibly, your emergency light will operate every night for over 2 weeks for the price of four small AA batteries. Be prepared for unexpected emergencies and get the Berkey battery adapter, complete with on-off switch for only $10 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free. 888-803-4438.
You've heard about PAWS from BioWax International and its Bubble Up technology. But have you heard about BioWax Citrus Concentrate that also uses Bubble Up technology? BioWax Citrus Concentrate harnesses the power of oxygen to safely attack and remove dirt, stains, odors, and soils at the source. It's a sad fact, but in just seconds, your carpet can be soiled with mud, your sofa ruined by pizza sauce, or your walls by color crayons. But in minutes, you can remove those problems with BioWax Citrus Concentrate. Call 877-289-7297 or visit BioWax.com. Bubble Up Technology is part of the reason BioWax International will guarantee you will have a cleaner and healthier home after using BioWax Citrus Concentrate. You can throw out all those bottles of harmful cleaning chemicals because it's just better to use BioWax Citrus Concentrate to clean your home. Call 877-289-7297 or visit BioWax.com. That's BioWax.com. When you see the difference, you'll know why it's just better to use the BioWax family of products.
Want front row seats for being slaves in a neo-communist, Nazi Germany, fascist corporate wonderland? Tracked and traced, toll roads everywhere, transponders tracking, everything you do being scanned. Your children being forcibly brainwashed and tested for mental illness, forced on antipsychotics. National drafts, your children taken from you to fight a dozen wars on huge fronts, multi-theater combat systems, drone armies of aircraft. Hover drones looking through your walls. It's already coming. It's here, most of it, and it's sad. Real quick, Ron. So, again, I'll be there, member of the press, and I mean, you know, I'm not going to turn my camera off, so I guess I'll probably be going to jail.
The odds are that if you're that part of the press that will not cast their operations in a favorable light, my best guess is that you will at very least be harassed, very possibly.
Well, there's been a lot of reports that when other stuff goes on in New York or Portland or wherever, that if they think you're not with them or you're not, quote, embedded behind them, that they actually target you.
Well, that could be so, but it'll be as simple as this. If they don't feel that your coverage is favorable to them, I do believe you will have to saddle up for a hard ride, yeah.
Can I inject one quick thing there, Alex?
Well, I just want to say that escape is not my plan. I must face them alone. Go ahead.
I agree with you. Ron, if you didn't hear the news overnight, approximately 60 journalists were kidnapped by the Iraqi government last night, including apparently the Washington Post. They were taken in, brutally interrogated, several were beaten
up. Last Monday, they drove up to the hotel with a U.S. colonel over Iraqis and said, on bullhorns, leave or we're going to kill you. And an hour later, they machine gunned the windows.
Correct. And what they did,
this is all part of freedom, folks.
And so what they did last night is they beat them up for their coverage of the Iraq war, and then when the journalists, and we're talking about mainstream news organizations from around the world, when they got back to their hotel rooms had been trashed. So I submit, Ron, that we're going to see the same thing happening here in New York next week. And for the record, I'm also going to be broadcasting from the streets as a people's correspondent for a radio program called Jack Blood, who's a friend of Alex's. So I'm fully prepared to do what I do and go to jail with Alex and be proud of it, because I'd like to make one other quick point, if I could, about the bottom line to the earlier caller about what can we do to prepare. I agree with everything Alex said about the various tactics, but I think that the biggest thing in terms of psychological strategy, which we have largely failed at so far, is to take responsibility for the fact that we own this government and it has been stolen from us.
They forgot the concept of public servant. You see, you serve the public. The public, you're the servant of the public, not its master. They forgot that concept.
Completely.
But the police officers you talk to, Ron, and you're part of that brotherhood, I mean, you called a few days ago. You said that a lot of them are really waking up and think this is horrible. I mean, when Bloomberg told you a few months ago, the police commissioner said, if you protest, we'll fire your behinds. I mean, cops are losing their First Amendment, too, their children's First Amendment.
Please let me respond to that with some facts, too, that may not be widely known. And this is why we have to be careful. I've called you many times, and I told you, you know, this thing, this system, or however you should call it, sees people as having certain positions on the totem pole, who's on the top, who's in the middle, who's on the bottom. They actually, Tom Ridge, I believe, came to New York yesterday. He went to our police headquarters, okay? Police headquarters. Now, that's supposed to be the guys that are serving and helping them, right? It would only naturally be presumed. Do you know that they put a restriction on even police officers that they could not enter their own headquarters or exit their own headquarters during the time that he was in that area, when he was there?
So
they don't even trust their own men. It's like a general who doesn't even trust his own soldiers. It's disgraceful, really. And also that, with reference to you cited our mayor, no less than twice in the course of one speech approximately 1 week ago,
made he called it a privilege.
Called free speech a privilege twice. Twice. Not a right, but a privilege.
Thanks for the call, Ron. Great points. God bless you, my friend. I'll see you there inside the Empire.
And Alex, I need to get off in about 5 minutes because I'm headed down to an Answer press conference, and I can give you one other little bit of breaking news if you don't know yet. But Answer, the anti-war group that was denied the permit for the rally on Saturday, I just learned 2 hours ago, is going to go through with the rally and defy the Bush administration.
That's the rally Sunday, the rally at Central Park.
The rally at Central Park. They're going to go through.
And what time is that? I'll be there.
And they're having a press conference today at 3 o'clock.
Well, what time is that?
In 20 minutes. I need to get off in about 5.
All right, my friend. Let's take one more call for you. Muhammad in Colorado, thank you for holding. You're on the air globally as we engage the Empire.
How are you?
Good.
You got a great guest. I just want to say one thing, that Muslim organizations applied for permits to demonstrate against the dictators of the United States, but... they were denied big time for the New York dictatorship concert.
Hey, the police are denied.
That's it. That's all I want to say. And does your guest have a website that we can go to? I caught the show
late.
I have a new website, Muhammad, that will be up in about a week for my book and my platform.
Let me tell you, we've got his information posted at Infowars.com, Muhammad.
Thank you very much. Keep the fight. You know, as a naturalized American, I see this. I just cannot believe why the rest of this nation does not see what's happening.
And you said that you called, a few months ago, I've got a good memory, or maybe 3 or 4 months ago, you said that in Afghanistan, your family, who's actually pro-America because of what we did fighting the Soviets, that it's common knowledge that Al-Qaeda is CIA.
Of course. I mean, in 1991... I have an uncle who written about this. He works for the Associated Press. In 1991, George Prescott Bush, the father of W, invited Bin Laden and nine Afghan commander freedom fighters, that's what they were called, freedom fighter commanders, to Langley, Virginia for a congratulation dinner, gave each one of them, all 10 of them, Bin Laden being the only Arab, because a lot of Americans mix the Afghans and Arabs were not mm-hmm. Arabs, we speak. George Prescott Bush invited all 10 of them to Langley, Virginia for a congratulation dinner, the headquarters of the number one terrorist organization in the world.
You mean Herbert Walker.
CIA. Exactly. The first George Bush, who was the president, and basically congratulate all of them and gave each one of them $35,000 Rolex watches. George Prescott Bush, the father of W, walked over to Bin Laden and tapped him on the shoulder and said, thank you for defeating the Russians in Afghanistan. Yeah, I mean, this is just basic information, man. I mean, how come Americans don't know about this?
Muhammad, if I could add one point there. In my book, Fixing America, which will be out September 25th, and I hope that you will buy, I quote a gentleman whose name, you may be familiar with his work. His name is Enver Massoud, M-A-S-U-D, and he wrote an award-winning book last year called The War on Islam. And they plan, the neocon Christians plan to exterminate the Muslims and the Jews so that Jesus can come back to this earth. And I have
exactly. You know, people forget that one gentleman from the neocon people right after Reagan, shortly after his inauguration, named Watt. You know some guy named Watt?
Yes.
W-A-T. Yeah, he gave this speech basically of expediting the second coming of Christ. You know, if somebody's a Muslim, the Quran teaches us the second coming of Christ. Only God who created the God of Adam and Eve knows that. And these people need to stop getting into this stuff. You
and
know,
the other thing that Mr. Massoud taught me that the Quran teaches is that Muslims don't proselytize to try to convert anyone to Islam. Is that correct, Muhammad?
I'm sorry, folks.
I've read the Quran, and I don't want to get into a debate about that. I mean, it certainly. Listen, Muhammad, I appreciate your call, and I appreciate you coming on, John Buchanan. And take care. We'll talk to you soon.
We'll talk soon, and Alex. Thank God bless you, sir, for all of your good work and your courage. And I hope we can meet face to face in New York next week.
All right. Take care.
Bye bye.
Before we go to Tim and Jim and others, and get a few final news stories here that are really important, let me just say this. Okay. When we talk about Christian neocons, we just said they were Satanists 45 minutes ago. They're manipulating Christians. Okay? Oh, Bush is a godly man. Oh, and then the liberals go, oh, he's a crazy Christian. Folks, they've released the Skull and Bones video of them openly worshiping the devil, saying Satan, oh, he'll give me power, doing mock throat slittings if those were mock. Fake. I snuck into Bohemian Grove and watched Moloch worship. I mean, I got video of it. It's been on national TV over 20 times. On the Trio Network. This is not debatable. This is going on. This is real. This is the reality. And this whole paradigm of, and our government, even the Washington Post has reported, paid for millions of dollars of radical hadiths written by our government saying kill Americans, take over. Why would our government go out and try to radicalize these Muslim groups? Because they want to have fire start, as the Pentagon's own body, P2OG, says, $6 billion a year to go out and get the Muslims to attack us, to carry out policies that will create more terrorists, to widen the war. Okay? And is there radical elements of Islam that are bad news and want to take over this country? Yes. But they are stirred up and in many cases created by Al-Qaeda. All right. Tim in Ohio, you're on the air globally. Go ahead.
Good afternoon, Alex.
Welcome.
I'm sorry I missed your guest. I had one question. Maybe you could elaborate a little on it. I was wondering if you could talk about the effect that people like Diedrich Eckart and Madame Blavatsky had on Hitler as he was growing up. And one thing, too, about the protocols of Zion, number 20th dealt specifically with taxation.
Well, that's the thing. The evidence shows that, the thing's written like a comic book. No one would say that about themselves, that the Tsarist or some other group wrote that, but it codified a lot of Machiavellian ways to manipulate. I mean, they didn't, whatever was in, whoever wrote the protocols, that stuff I'd see in other books by Machiavelli and others. And, again, you have front groups upon front groups upon front groups. Really what we're fighting is an inbred European royalty that did breed in with some of the big banking houses. And they're running this whole New World Order, and at the heart of it is this Germanic occultic Nazi system And they admit that that's what founded Skull and Bones in 1832 and founded Bohemian Grove in 1872 from the Grove's own internal documents that are now public. I mean, you ask who Blavatsky and others are. They were occultists, and they met, and Hitler, this just came out in Ceylon about a month ago, they had this huge satanic temple that was public in Nazi Germany that thousands attended, and Hitler was worshipped openly in it, and they did all this open black magic. I mean, under Hitler, that was public. That was the state religion. And so it's just sick.
So, and it's not something exactly, I'm just trying to correlate it to, could that be similar the way, I mean, Hitler was chosen by them, right, to be the leader, to be the puppet, to be
yes.
the one, similar to the way we had the Bilderberg Group this year prop John Edwards up for VP.
As the New York Times reported very proudly.
Boy, oh boy. And one quick comment, if I may, about the, you talk about the conditioning of these, of the people with the constant drumbeat of all these police shows on television. Last night, I wanted to tune in to see a little bit of Blade Runner. And I caught the ending of the show before it, and it was one of the greatest, wildest police chase cop shows or whatever. And at the very end, they were coming out of it, and you know, I thought I'd been an editor before, and I know when editing is done in specific ways, and the line they were saying was, in the future, as law enforcement, blah, 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 but the video that they connected with, that very sense of in the future, was police officers dressed in the camouflage and riding in an army tank.
They said, this is the future.
This is the future. And you can see it right there, and it's just like,
yeah,
it's so obvious.
Secretary Cohen in 97 said we're going to have tanks on every street corner.
Hidden in plain sight. And, you know, people that are still living, I know most of the people that are listening to you, Alex, right now, are awakening, and they're going through the trouble of trying to wake up their family and their friends. And I'm telling you, just bust out those hammers and start smashing that glass menagerie world that they're living in. Use words to slap them in the face and say, look, if you don't wake up, this is going to be a problem for everybody.
I hear you. Thanks for the call.
Bye, Alex.
Jim in New York. Jim, you're on the air. Go ahead. Or Tim, go ahead. Whoever it is.
Yeah, Jim, I'm here.
Okay, go ahead.
Thank you for taking my call. I have a question and maybe a statement. With myself, I have an issue that I maybe you can advise me on. About 35 years ago, I was in a lot of trouble, okay? I corrected my life, and I've been reading this stuff for 25 years. I'm Roman Catholic. I'm not trying to promote that, but I was involved with a French archbishop, if you're familiar with him, from France, that was aware of all this stuff. And, you know, had a council with his illuminated ones that are present in Rome today and so forth and so on. Because of my background, I have a criminal background 35 years ago. I've been reluctant to get involved on a political level, you know, with the shame. And then I don't live that way anymore. In 1975, most of my behavior was attributed to alcohol and drugs, which I no longer use for. It'd be 29 years in October.
No, I understand, sir.
All right. Am I an asset or a handicap? You know, and should I stay away in that sense? Or
no, sir. You should do the right thing and fight the New World Order. Fight evil.
All right, and the statement is this, that a few callers back, the man said that he felt that the war was won. I agree with him. The war was won on Calvary, and the battle is just a battle to claim souls. You know, I believe it's a spiritual battle, and that that's the only way it's going to be resolved. We still have to do the footwork, you know.
If we weren't an evil, selfish, self-centered population on average, they couldn't have gotten away with this. We're mesmerized by the entertainment and the diversions. Good to hear from you, my friend. Let's talk to last caller, then we'll hit a few final news stories. Andrea?
Hi, Alex. Hi, how are you today?
Good, and you're calling us from New York, too?
I'm calling, yes, actually, and I know you're going to be here, I believe, next coming very soon for the convention.
Yes.
Yes, I was one of Senator McCain's delegates at the convention in Philadelphia.
And I remember you've called before. And then
you're right. I'm also a September 11th victim, so I hope you folks attempt to meet up with some of us, and perhaps what we can do is some of the living victims who've been very reluctant to get involved with the, you know, the pushback.
I'd like to interview you when I come to New York. Will you give us your phone number?
Yes, sir. I will be happy to.
I know you've been interviewed by Dave and Joyce and others.
Yes, by all means, I'll be happy to do that. But I'll share with you what I went through the last time with the Republicans, and I've been extremely reluctant to get involved, even though I was invited to be by an invitation from Mayor Giuliani to some of us Republicans in New York who had been very involved at an earlier point. And he apparently is responsible for the host committee, who is going to, provide some oversight with respect to the conventioneers. But I had remained very reluctant to support George Bush in Philadelphia, and they pressured us the top New York Party people pressured us to turn around all of our votes. And I said, look, my constituents in Rep. Nadler's district had sent me here. They saw my name on a ballot. I had the name recognition for John McCain. I am not going to change over my vote. And they attempted to offer us all kinds of incentives and things like this. And I said, look, what if I didn't get to this meeting? This was on Thursday morning of the last day of the convention. So there's a huge amount of pressure to show, a unified front. This happened then back in Philadelphia.
Well, I mean, the Bushes make people sign a pledge to get into supposedly public town hall meetings. They do background checks. I mean, it's all staged.
I bet. I mean, it's nothing surprises me. And even at this point, I've not had a very smooth time in being a living witness who's been pushing back against them. So, yes, but by all means, I'll be happy to meet with you folks when you're here in New York.
Okay, well, we'll get your number.
Sure.
We'll be right back. Get her number, Stephanie. I'll hit a few final news stories in the final segment. Stay the course. Keep it locked in. PrisonPlanet.tv.
Alex Jones here, announcing the release of my new film, Police State 3 Total Enslavement. Police State 3 details the architecture, goals, and operations of the New World Order.
There is a chance to use this disaster for the New World Order.
A New World Order can emerge.
The film documents dozens of confirmed cases of government-sponsored terrorism worldwide. We rip the sinister Patriot Act legislation 1 and 2 apart, piece by piece, and reveal the arrogance of what Ashcroft has to say about your liberty.
You will lose your liberty.
Homeland Security, executive orders, forced vaccinations, the new prison economy, the Total Information Society, the Pan-American Union, federal gun grabs, government-run white slavery rings, and much, much more. If you want to understand what the New World Order really is, then my new 2.5-hour video, Police State 3, is for you. Visit InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order, or call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Order today and spread the word. You've asked for them, and now they're here. Hello, folks. Alex Jones introducing you to the new Berkey PF2 fluoride and arsenic reduction elements for exclusive use with the Berkey Lights Black Berkey Purification Elements. The Berkey's PF2 simply screw onto the stem of the Black Berkey Purification Element. When used, water flowed through the purification elements where pathogenic bacteria, harmful chemicals, radon-222, heavy metals, nitrates, foul taste and odors are separated from the water. The water then flows through the PF2 elements where fluoride, arsenic, and other residual heavy metal ions are separated. Your purified water is now ready. If you have fluoride or arsenic in your water, you need the Berkey PF2 host filter elements. Get a set of two for only $49 or get two sets for only $89 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll free, 888-803-4438.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
Monday through Friday from 11 to 2 Central, back from 9 to midnight, I'm here. I'm your host, Alex Jones. This is getting ridiculous. Associated Press, U.S. would close schools, restrict travel in case of worldwide flu outbreak. AP, of course, our government's been out digging up dead frozen bodies on the North Pole, people who died from the Spanish flu that killed between 20 and 50 million, no one knows. And now, magically, deadly strains are popping up. Everything's martial law. It's always martial law, some new reason for martial law. The United States may have to close schools, restrict travel, and ration scarce medications if a powerful new flu strain spurs a worldwide outbreak, according to federal plans for the next pandemic obtained Wednesday by the Associated Press. It will take months to brew a vaccine that works against the kind of super flu. See, gotta go out and get this shot. There's something really special in it for you. 250 times safe levels of mercury in this year's, Associated Press reported. It will take months to brew a vaccine that works against the kind of new super flu that causes a pandemic. All the government preparations include research to speed that production. The federal plans have been long awaited by the flu specialists, who say it's only a matter of time before the next pandemic strikes, and the nation is woefully unprepared. They were saying smallpox was going to happen, but they couldn't get their own enforcers to take the special new vaccine to then do it to the general public, so they backed off. It's all about smoke screens for total takeover. There have been three flu pandemics in the last century, the worst in 1918, when more than a million Americans and 20 million people worldwide died. Concern is rising that the new pandemic could be triggered by the recurring bird flu in Asia if it mutates in a way that lets it spread easily among people. We're all holding our breath, Dr. Julie Grebending, head of the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, said in an interview Wednesday. About 36,000 Americans die from regular flu each winter. Pandemics strike when the easily mutatable influenza virus shifts to a strain that people have never experienced before. It is impossible to predict the next pandemic toll, but a bad one could kill up to 207,000 Americans, says the Pandemic Influenza Response and Preparedness Plan. Millions of sick patients could swarm doctors' offices and hospitals, says the plan, which stresses that the states and hospitals must figure out how they could get free of hospital beds and perform triage. Blah, blah, blah. Another article, Global Flu Pandemic Medical Martial Law for Your Own Good. It's for your own good. There's all these threats, but just get in and get the shot, and you'll be all right. There's something special. Something special for you in it. We care about you. Sure, we've got a lot of declassified documents, and the globalists want to kill us and dumb us down and sterilize us through the vaccines, but just ignore those. Trust them. Trust your global leaders. Be friends with them. Go along with them. Love them. Submit to them. It's evil, folks, and denying the evil won't make it go away. Only standing up and fighting it and getting involved against it will. And don't forget, I'll be back tomorrow live, back tonight from 9 to midnight. But I'll be in New York, New York, New York, New York, Monday through Thursday, ladies and gentlemen, live from the staged event, the coronation of Lord Bushy. And we'll be there documenting and chronicling all of this, and then I shall return, and we'll... Even before I put a film out about it, we'll put clips on the web and much, much more in the weekly special reports. And again, please do not forget the websites, prisonplanet.com, infowars.com. Please get 9/11, The Road to Tyranny, Masters of Terror, Matrix of Evil, Police State 3, Total Enslavement, the other videos we carry, the books we carry, because this is my life's work. This is what we do. And this is how we fight the globalists. And this is why I put it all on the line, because I know we can win. That's God's promise. So Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to get any of my videos. In the next couple hours, the new film will be posted on Infowars.com. American Dictators, you'll be able to order it there, my new film. And also, by tonight or tomorrow, it'll be posted on PrisonPlanet.tv long before folks get it in the mail. You can watch it if you're members of PrisonPlanet.tv. Toll-free number to call and get any of the videos is 888-253-3139. Please take action. Make the call. 888-253-3139. And as always, you're authorized to make copies of this new film. Spread the word and force multiply the information. They can stop some of us, but they can't stop all of us. We are invincible if we simply take the power in our hands, ask God for guidance, and take action against the New World Order. Take care.